But right now, just to tell you that World Prematurity Day takes place on Sunday to acknowledge the journeys of preterm infants and their families as well, as it raises awareness of the challenges faced by children born preterm and, of course, the input of their families. Baby Charlotte from Arklow was born at just 27 weeks, and she weighed, well, you can imagine. We're going to talk to Katie Kyo, mum, who's here holding Charlotte, and she's going to tell us that story and that journey since. Charlotte is looking great there, and she's nice and quiet as well.
She is, Declan. She's giving loads of smiles at the moment.
Right, so from Arklow, just tell us where all this began. I mean, you were obviously pregnant, you expected 39, 40 weeks or whatever, and suddenly
we decided to take Charlotte out early. Oh my goodness, sad face, I know. We lost our son Vincent Patrick 2 years ago, and it's a placental disease called chronic histiocytic intervilliosis. I think we touched on it last time we were speaking. So this time we knew things weren't going to go full term. We were hoping we would get there, but somebody decided no. So she stopped growing. The placenta stopped working. My consultant said, you know what, we can't do this again. Let's get her out.
Right.
So it was
that was a deliberate intervention because of the probability that there was going to be something untoward.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't know what way things were going to go because she was so small. They were able to guesstimate her weight would be about 398 grams, which is about 3/4 of a pound.
Oh dear, yes.
As your dad would say, you could have fit her in a pint glass with the lid on top and probably put half a pint into it as well.
So the decision, how did you feel about the decision? What was it coloured to a degree by your previous loss?
Yeah, it was definitely. Vincent Patrick definitely gave Charlotte the chance to be here. And I suppose the referendum as well. That made a massive impact because viability now has changed. So they were able to give her the chance, which was a huge step. I was terrified, but it was definitely something I wanted to do as well. After losing Vincent Patrick, I knew having Charlotte...
Yeah, and give every chance.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, which way is birth conducted at 27 weeks?
C-section.
But they have to know where they're going, I suppose, as well. You know,
it's
so small, yeah.
Yeah. So it was actually quite interesting because she was still in her sack when they opened me up, which was a bit terrifying. I was really scared, I'm not going to lie. And they'd admitted me the day before. They'd put me on a load of steroids, so I ballooned. Then they had put me on magnesium that morning, and this is all for Charlotte, this was all for her. Yeah. So the magnesium was to stimulate her brain and help, like, I suppose hope that she wasn't going to get any bleeds, which is quite common in premature babies. We were really lucky she didn't have anything like that. Then they came out, when she came out, they said that she can kind of go through a honeymoon phase. So they seem perfect for a couple of days, but after a couple of days, you know, they might start pick up infections. There might be a bleed on the brain. It can be really difficult. And we were really lucky in the sense of all that was really wrong with Charlotte was her prematurity and her size.
Right. And the fact that she wasn't getting the support needed from the placenta.
Yeah.
She should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you what, you have a sip of coffee there for a second, because Claire just brought in some coffee. And I would like it to go cold when you're sitting there, and we'll continue our chat with Katie Kyo, all to do with World Prematurity Day, which takes place on Sunday. So 27 weeks, is there much experience of delivering babies at 27 weeks?
Do you know what? It seems to be really common, Declan. I've met so many mums in there who had babies delivered at 23 weeks. They'd gone into early labour, the hospital couldn't do anything to stop it, so they take the baby out and they end up in the unit, and they go through the different phases of it, I suppose, as I call it, because you've got NICU 1, which would be the most intensive care. You've got NICU 3, which is a step up, high dependency. A lot of full-term babies end up in high dependency because if they're born and they pick up infections, they need antibiotics, so they might pop down to high dependency for an hour or two. Then there's special care, which is the step before home, where they make sure they're on their feeds and they're just to make sure they are really ready to go home.
Right. So tell us from 27 to now, okay?
So yeah.
So we have very small Charlotte. You have to get binoculars, so I suppose, to see her, or a magnifying glass. But she's healthy and showing all the signs that this is going to be successful given the right care.
Yeah, pretty much. So her paediatricians on Holles Street were fantastic. The doctors and nurses in there really are... It takes a special type of person to do that job, is what I say, because the knowledge they have is absolutely incredible. They don't know when there's a delivery coming, generally speaking. Ours was planned. They don't know what they're going to be presented with when the babies arrive. So the knowledge that they have to treat those babies is incredible. And I've just seen so many babies come through now in the couple of months that we've been in there. And even out of there now, I still keep in contact with the mums. We're going to meet some of them tomorrow in Holles Street. They have a coffee morning for prematurity day on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of them again.
And what about yourself and your partner? I mean, normally you take the baby home, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying, Katie, this won't be for a while. So you're going home with the baby. The baby's in there. Obviously, you want to be with the baby, but you've got your life as well. And
yeah.
So how did all that work?
I suppose in one sense, Declan, I didn't expect to get to where we were today. I really didn't. After the loss of Vincent and Charlotte's eyes, I really wasn't feeling hopeful. So the fact that after a couple of days she was still here and she wasn't going anywhere gave me faith that things were going to go well. So going home and leaving her there, as much as it was difficult, I knew it was the best place for her because I couldn't provide that care for her myself anymore. The hospital had to take over that job. I took the role, I suppose, in pumping and expressing breast milk constantly because I was told by the hospital that that was the best thing for her at the time. And that gave me something to focus on.
Yeah.
It gave me something to, if I felt like I was doing something for her. And after about 2 weeks, she was on full feed of my milk.
2 weeks later?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
And all the internal, what has to be done in development of babies, that all had completed as such, so she could take that.
Yeah. So she was, 27 weeks is generally, they say, a good age if they're going to be preterm because they are pretty much fully developed. Now, when she was born, her skin was extremely sensitive. So she was in the incubator for the first 2 weeks on humidity, which was at 100%, and they gradually reduced it then for her skin so it would acclimatize to normal air. And after that, then we were able to take her out and hold her. But until that point, we could only really put our hand in the incubator for a few minutes, which was tough. It was really tough knowing that she was mine, but the best place for her was in there.
And could you see the growing? Could you see the improvements as it was happening?
Do you know what? I think because I saw her every day, I didn't.
You didn't notice, but week to week you might.
Yeah, when I look back on photos now, I can't believe it's the same baby. And I remember looking at other babies that would come into NICU and they were longer, they were bigger, and they were still incredibly small because they were preterm. Yeah. But at the time, I could never imagine Charlotte that size. And even now, I still look at her and I'm like, is that the same baby?
Yeah. But you live in Arklow.
We do.
Arklow to Holles Street, you know, it's... I mean, in the middle of the night, it might take a nice little 45 minutes or something, but any time else, and you're talking
it's
a heck of a journey and having maybe to find parking or whatever around Merrion Square and things. And
yeah.
And just a nightmare of commuting like that.
Yeah. Now, we're both originally from Dublin, so we knew what the commute was like before we moved down. But when you're trying to get up there as early as possible, it can be difficult. So I did depend on the Wexford bus, which I think I mentioned before. The cost of parking around Merrion Square, Holles Street, anywhere in Dublin City is absolutely insane. We would have been looking at maybe €30 a day, and that's just not affordable, you know? But
so you got the bus up.
Yeah, and then my partner Kevin works in Dublin. So he'd finish work at about 6 o'clock in the evening and he'd come into us then for an hour because handover was 7:30 to 8:30, or it still is, I say. But we took that as our cut-off time because like that 45 minutes then to home, if we stayed for even an hour afterwards, be 9:30 in the night when we're leaving to get home for 10:30. And it's a long, exhausting day in there. There's no windows. It can be quite dark. Nurses are really your only company. And you can tend to go a little bit crazy, I think. You spend too much time in your head overthinking things and not understanding or knowing either what's really going on. And that was quite difficult emotionally.
So you spent a hell of a lot of time in there.
We were 13 weeks in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I know mums that have been in there for 16, 18 weeks. It really does just depend on the baby's condition and what they need to do to get them home.
Yeah. And how are you? I mean, looking back on it now, obviously, you're a very happy mum. You sort of radiate happiness there in baby Charlotte. You know, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm tired. Not as tired as I was. People told me that I'd be more tired when Charlotte came home. But I think now I'm not doing the travelling and the commute every day. I'm not worrying as much either. I have her home and I can keep an eye on her. So that has really helped. And I suppose after the loss with Vincent as well and my condition, I was never sure if I'd be able to have children. So to be able to get this far has turned my life the right way around, should we say.
Right. So give us the statistics now. How old is Charlotte? When do you measure her birthday? Was it that particular cesarean intervention?
Yeah. Okay. So that's her actual birthday, would be the 20th of June. They tend to go, so they go by two ages, which can be quite difficult. So technically Charlotte's 20, well, she is 20 weeks old because she was born 20th of June. But they go by the corrected age as well. So she should be 8 weeks old.
Right.
Going by when she should have been due.
Yeah. Okay, she'll have two birthdays. Oh, yeah, well, why not? Yeah. Brilliant. And what size is she now? Or what?
She's approximately, well, we haven't weighed her in a while, which is something I'm kind of glad about because we spent so much time focused on her weight. I'm glad we're not weighing her every day or every week now because it does, I get to relax and enjoy her and have her as a baby.
Yeah. I mean, to describe her now, that she's wearing an outfit and that's slightly too big for her.
Yeah, so the outfit she has on at the moment is for an 8-pound baby, but in the legs and the arms, it is still quite big. Generally speaking, kind of 7-pound clothes, just about fit her.
Right.
But next week, she could be out of them. It really just depends.
Yeah, fantastic. So she's making progress. You know, enjoying motherhood and getting maybe hopefully less tired, though there probably are nights that are different. And
she's been so good, Declan.
Oh, has she?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. The unit make a fantastic routine for the babies. So when Charlotte came home, she is feeding every 4 hours, which is fantastic. And then for a while, she was sleeping maybe 6 hours at night. And now the last few nights, she's teased me with 7 or 8.
Great stuff. Well, great to see you. Great to see you so well. And this weekend is important for people like yourself and people in the community to know that there are stories like this.
That's it. A bit of positivity, I think, is always a good thing. And if you want something and you try really hard enough, you might just get there.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And taking the latest star to County Wicklow, Charlotte, with you. Looking so well. Katie Keogh, regards to Kevin as well. Thank you very much indeed.